In this bulletin, ASIO foils foreign spy plot to recruit Australians and steal sensitive national secrets. UN warns world set to permanently breach 1.5 degrees Celsius climate target within a decade. And in tennis, Greek tragedy for Novak Djokovic on debut in Athens. A new report suggests remote and rural First Nations communities across Australia experience on average 49 disconnections from their energy retailer each year, or nearly one power cut a week. These communities have only one option for energy, and that is prepaid or upfront payments to connect to small local suppliers that service their area. The research by the Aboriginal Community and Clean Energy Organisation, Original Power, has found 65,000 First Nations Australians are impacted by this in the Northern Territory, Western Australia, South Australia and Queensland. Report co-author Lloyd Pigram is a researcher at the University of Notre Dame's Nilungu Research Institute and has told SBS the findings are eye-opening.
The challenges of being on prepaid meters that I first was introduced to when visiting family that I didn't really take notice until I actually went and did the survey. Things that came out of the surveys, which are often food spoilages to people, old people, chronic illnesses, running out of power as we were doing it.
The Australian Security Intelligence Organisation has foiled an elaborate plot by foreign spies to convince several Australians to betray their country after months of grooming. Speaking at the 2025 Lowy Lecture in Sydney on Tuesday evening, Mike Burgess, the ASIO Director General of Security, identified the intelligence agents only as belonging to a foreign government that claims it does not spy on Australia.
This Foreign Intelligence Service arranged for the Australian to travel by plane and then a boat to a third country for a face-to-face meeting. The spies wanted to hand over a list of their intelligence requirements, the people and things they wanted spied on. Little did they know, ASIO was tracking and manipulating their entire activity. When their intelligence officers arrived at the location, they were not met by their target, they were met by an ASIO officer.
Information on Australia's economy, critical minerals deal and the AUKUS nuclear-powered submarine pact were high on the list of the agency's intelligence requests, according to ASIO. The story came with a grim warning. More Australians are being targeted for espionage and foreign interference than ever before. Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg has accused the Albanese government of hiding key Treasury modelling behind its first home buyer's deposit scheme, claiming it is driving up entry-level property prices. Speaking to the ABC after the Senate ordered the government to release the modelling data, Mr Bragg says the 5% deposit scheme had already pushed prices higher than forecast.
Now, the Prime Minister in the past has mentioned that there would be less than 1% increase over the course of the year. But we've already seen that eclipsed in the first month. So it is not okay for the government to completely ignore the will of the Senate. They are incredibly arrogant. And we expect that the government will ultimately comply with the orders of the Senate, because otherwise, what's the point of us all coming to Canberra here?
The program, known as the Help to Buy scheme, allows first-time buyers to purchase homes with smaller deposits, but critics argue it's inflating demand without boosting supply. Mr Bragg also welcomed a new Senate inquiry into Australian lagging productivity, calling the nation's performance woeful and urging Labor to deliver policies that create better opportunities, better lives and more jobs. Food Bank Australia is urging the government to introduce a national tax incentive to encourage farmers to donate excess produce rather than waste it. Chief Executive and former Independent MP Kalia Tink says similar schemes in the US and Germany have proven effective and should be replicated in Australia. She argues the country already produces enough food to feed its population three times over, but needs a better system to get it into people's hands.
one in three Australian households are currently reporting that they're food insecure, and that means that it's not just that they're worrying about not being able to put food on the table, they literally are changing what they buy. They're making compromises in terms of the nutritional value of the food they purchase.
Each year, Australian farmers discard enough food to fill the Melbourne cricket ground 9 times, while millions of households struggle to afford groceries. The charity says the plan would also help cut food waste and lower carbon emissions, calling it both a humanitarian and environmental solution. Tobacconists across New South Wales could be shut down on the spot as a major crackdown on illegal tobacco and vaping begins. Under New South Wales health powers, shops caught selling unlicensed or illicit products can be closed for 90 days or up to a year for serious breaches. 2 stores in St Leonard's have already been raided, with nearly 4,000 illegal cigarettes and 200 vapes seized. New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park says anyone breaking the law will be caught. Fines now reach $660,000 for individuals and $880,000 for companies, while possessing illicit tobacco can mean $1.5 million in penalties or 7 years jail. Since January, New South Wales Health has seized almost 12 million cigarettes and 170,000 illegal vapes and warns this is only the beginning. According to the largest study of its kind, children face half the risk of heart complications if vaccinated against COVID-19 compared to becoming infected. Researchers analysed the health records of nearly 14 million people under 18 in England between January 2020 and December 2022 to assess both short and long-term risks. They found those who received the Pfizer vaccine had around half the likelihood of developing myocarditis or pericarditis, rare but serious heart inflammations, within 6 months compared to those who caught the virus. University of Queensland infectious diseases expert Professor Paul Griffith says the findings align with existing evidence on COVID-19, vaccination and heart inflammation in children. And Transport for New South Wales is urging Oasis fans to take public transport to this weekend's sold-out concerts at a cool stadium. Around 70,000 people are expected each night as the Gallagher brothers perform at Sydney Olympic Park on Friday and Saturday. Coordinator General Howard Collins says public transport is included in concert tickets and is their easiest way to get there. Express trains will operate between Central and Olympic Park before and after the shows, with direct connections from Lidcombe for those travelling from Western Sydney. Novak Djokovic has overcome Alejandro Tabilo for the first time to reach the last 8 at the Hellenic Championship in Athens. Chilean Tabilo, ranked 89th in the world, had beaten the 24-time Grand Slam singles champion in both of their previous meetings, which came on clay in Rome last year and Monte Carlo in April. But top seed Djokovic served 13 aces and faced just one break point on his way to a 7-6, 6-1 victory on the hard courts of the Greek capital, where elite-level tennis returned for the first time since 1994 to reach the 225th tour-level quarterfinal of his career. The Telecom Centre crowd offered constant support for the Serb, who moved with his family to Athens earlier this year. In rugby union, an elite squad of First Nations teens are prepping to compete with their Polynesian and Melanesian former rivals ahead of the 2025 Global Youth Sevens. The young players of Indigenous Australian, Samoan, Tongan, Fijian and Maori heritage have been chosen to compete together in the seven-a-side tournament after their performances in the recent Pacific Youth Rugby Festival. The Global Youth Sevens will welcome 40 under-18 teams from as far away as South Africa, Chile and the US, in addition to 8 separate Australian outfits to compete at the Dilworth School in Auckland, New Zealand. The Queensland Indigenous and Pacifica coaching staff are setting out their strategies before beginning their opening training run next week in Brisbane. Now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two and 24. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 20. Melbourne, a possible shower and 19. Hobart, shower or two, 15. Canberra, cloud clearing and 19. Wollongong, it's sunny and 23. Sydney, also sunny, 25. Newcastle, sunny at 25. Brisbane, it's also sunny for you and 30. Cairns, possible showers and 33. And in Darwin, there'll be a shower or two and 35 degrees. And that's NITV Radio News. I'm Yasmin Al-Wakkel.